Okay, thanks, ladies, for joining me tonight. I appreciate you taking the time out. Today is call number 5 in our series of 6, and it is building your empire, recruiting, building your team. And this is important because, personal sales are very important because that's going to help you maintain your business, but building a team is going to help you grow your business and to get to the residual income and building up your own personal paycheck and your team and getting the word out there and being able to share events with people and go to events and being able to afford some of the events. So having a team is very important, sharing ideas. So what you want to do, you want to work on sharing the opportunity with everyone that you meet, talking with your hostesses, talking with everyone at your parties, planting leads and planting idea seeds during your party sequence when you're going through, hey, this is what I got this when I signed up to be a new consultant, or making sure that you're talking about it. Give your friends games for birthday. I know I'm always going to birthday parties. Give games as your birthday presents. Somebody today posted a picture on Facebook about them playing Digger's Garden Match, and somebody, a friend, bought that for them for the little girl's birthday a couple weeks ago. So there were a lot of comments about, hey, what's that game? So there's lots of ways to share the opportunity, share the games. Sharing the opportunity with people, also when you're out and about talking to people I've given my cards to people at hotels, to people at Target even, waitresses, I've left cards for waitresses. So just talking to people about if you see that they're working hard and you know, hey, I've got something that you can work hard but also have fun too. So talking with people about that anywhere you go. You want to be duplicable, which I'm not sure is quite a word, but they use it a lot in the party plan business, and that just means that you want to make sure that what you're doing looks easy, and what you're doing looks like people at a party or people that see you say, oh, hey, I bet I could do that too. Using the party sequence, holding the party cards in your hands at a party so that people don't think you have to memorize all this stuff. You can have cue cards. So actually holding the party sequence cards is a big deal. You don't have to memorize the catalog. I know when I first started, I was like, oh, I've got to know every page that, you know, every item is on. And then 2 months later, they came out with a new catalog. So it's really a moot point anyway. So just make sure that what you're doing looks easy and looks duplicable and that people can see that they can do it on their own. Don't drag in 45 boxes of things into a party. Take one bag, of games, one bag of your set of catalogs and things like that, and just easily walk in. Make so that people say, oh, gosh, she doesn't have to carry things around. I don't know. Have you ever seen that Us Born ladies come in with their 3 boxes of books and their shelves and tables? It looks like a lot of work. And so we want to make sure that we look like we are, that it's easy to be a Simply Fun consultant. And it's lots of fun. We know that one. Make sure that you're following up with people. When somebody asks about the business or gives you a green light, make sure that you follow up within 24 hours and up to a couple of days, I would say, within 24 to 48 hours. Make sure that you're go through and look at your let us know forms. See if anybody checked yes or maybe and talk to those people. Send them a quick email. Hey, we've got this business opportunity call going on. Or can I talk to you about this? Can we set up a time where we can talk more about this? Also, look at your order forms. There's a place for people to check on the order forms. Or if somebody on Facebook comments about, oh, hey, that looks like fun. You're having a good time. They ask, how much money are you making? How many parties are you doing a week? Oh, that looks fun. I want a fun job like yours. How did you learn to do this? What's it cost to start up? How did you get into this? how's your family feel about you doing this, or where do you find parties? Those are all questions that people are going to ask you when they're thinking about getting into the business also. So make sure that you're listening to what people are saying and what maybe they're intending to say, not just exactly what they're saying. Oh, I forgot to turn off the baby monitor, sorry. So listen for those green lights. Make sure that you're following up. And I have, I keep a list also. I have a team binder where I have everybody's phone numbers and fast start dates and everything. And then at the back, I have a list of people that I have mentioned that they are interested. And so I just go through and I follow up with those people. They say, oh, not now. I send them another email in a couple of months or check back in with them. And I'm not meaning to pester you. I just know that you were thinking about it, and I want to make sure that I'm doing my job and following up with you. If you tell me that you're not interested, then, you know, I'll cross you off my list. But if you still want to keep thinking about it, I'll keep you on my list. So keeping a list of people that are interested in the business gives you a place to go back and check and keep an idea, a running total. And then, like, I just cross people off. Oh, hey, Josie was interested. So I talked to her, and a couple weeks later, you know, okay, it's coming up to the end of the month. Are you still interested? And she signs up. So, you know, just making sure that you keep that list going with you. You can also talk with people about once you get your, you have people that are interested, maybe doing a party. I did a party, a kind of a launch party. But I had been working for 6 months. And so I said, hey, come help me celebrate 6 months with Simply Fun. And I picked a theme, and I did a theme party. Mine happened to be a brown bag wine tasting event where I had everybody bring a bottle of wine that was $10 or less. And we put brown bags around them and wrote numbers on them, and everybody kind of tasted the wine. And I did scorecards. But I invited past hostesses, because they might be interested in joining your business, right? They know what Simply Fun is, so you've already jumped that hurdle with them, and people that said that they were interested in the business. And so we played games. I decided to do my party as an adult-only party because I wanted to kind of focus on some of the adult party games, Head of the Herd. We played Head of the Herd, Manga, Sneaks, some of those adult games that I don't ever get to play with my 4-year-old, my 2-year-old. So I chose to do mine that way. But you could just have a game day and have your friends come over and help you launch your party or relaunch your business if you've been in the business a little while, or help just have a game day. Hey, we're just going to have a game day. Come and play the games. I'll have some set out. There's no, you know, we'll have snacks and drinks and not do kind of a party, but definitely have the information there and let people know that, hey, you can host a party from this or move on, but not go through the party sequence, I think, is what I'm trying to say. But just help them see and experience the games without kind of any kind of pressure, which we definitely don't put pressure on our parties. We're giving away games. But people tend to think, oh, gosh, I have to buy if I'm going to a party. But if they're just coming to a game day, I've even rented out the clubhouse in my neighborhood and just invited my friends over to come and play games and, you know, left it open like 3 to 5 and had people come and we just played games all day. So it's kind of fun. So just think about maybe doing some kind of, you have your, many of you have just started, so you're working on your launch parties, but maybe in a month or two, think about maybe redoing, relaunching or something like that. I am also working on a new consultant checklist that I'm going to put up in the back office once I see what Tina's got a list, and I want to put my list together with Tina's. But this is for when you sponsor people. A list, Silha and I were actually talking about this the other day, and having a list for you to go through with your new consultants so that you know that you're hitting everything with them on each call that maybe they're going to need to know right up front. So, for example, on the first call, you're going to want to welcome them, help them set up their website, their newsletter, find out what their goals are for their business, set their dates for their launch party, and help them enter them in the booking. Show how to set up and host a party center. How to go into the party center. Show how to track your kit under historical sales. Encourage them to explore the back office and the Simply Fanatics group. Okay, so there's your first call. And you don't have to write this down. I'm going to put it all up. Second call. Did you get your kit? Have you played some of the games? What are your family's favorite games? And then go over what they need for their launch parties, catalogs, let us know forms, pens, clipboards, prizes, hostess packets, which there's another checklist for that, business cards, all those things, and make sure that you're explaining the Fast Start goals and what they're going to get by working, what free games and incentives they're going to get by working their business. Definitely, Josie and Laura had some of the, joined in May, so they only paid $45 for their kit. They're going to, at a 25% commission, they're going to earn their kit back very quickly. By the time they do their fast starts, they're going to make money and get a lot of free games. So just talking about all the benefits of Fast Start in that second call. And then in the third call, how did your parties go? Help them enter their first order. Make sure that you're walking them through that very first order. How do you do drop shipping? How do you figure sales tax and shipping? How do you report that you finished your Fast Start? How do you go in and say, hey, I did this? So those are just some ideas. I'll put this up in the files, and please, please, please comment. These are not set in stone, but I want to know what everybody thinks. If there's something that I've forgotten, or because this was just kind of off the top of my head, but I want to make sure that this new consultant checklist helps us keep, this is our system. On our team, this is what you do. So if we have a system, we know that each new consultant that joins is going to get the same level of support. And that's what we're trying to do, is make every person on our team successful. In order for you to recruit, you need to really know the compensation plan. You need to know what happens at each level. And maybe not all the way up, but definitely the consultant. What do you get at consultant? How do you get to senior consultant, and what does that mean? How do you get to team leader, and what does that mean? So as a consultant, you buy your kit, you are active for 1 year. You, at the end of that 1 year, there is a renewal fee. It's $30 if your personal sales are more than $800 for the year, and it's $50 if your personal sales are $799.99 or less for that year. Okay, so there is a renewal fee after 1 year. You are active for 1 year, though. And that's important to know, because a lot of other companies, if you don't sell so much in 3 months, then you drop off. So you're active for 1 year. We get 25% profit. So that's your instant profit at your parties. IP is what it says in the back off in your order. You get 25%. Something, when you sponsor someone, okay, you get 3% of their sales if you have one or two people that you sponsor. Okay, but in order to get that percent of the people that you personally sponsor, in order to get their, to get 3% of their sales, you personally have to do $300 in sales that month. So if you Silha just sponsored La Coya, and so she would get 3% of La Coya's La Coya's sales. But if Silha has La Coya and two other people, so she's got three people now, she gets bumped up to 4% of their sales. But if Silha only sells $250 that month, then she doesn't get any of the sponsoring bonus. She doesn't get a sponsoring bonus. You have to have $300 in personal sales in that month in order to get the sponsoring bonus. So to move up to senior consultant, you have to have two or more personally sponsored consultants, and they have to be active, which right now pretty much everybody's active, right? But you have to have two or more active personally sponsored consultants. For that month, each month, you have to have $800 in personal sales. And you and your team, so Silha's got three people on her team, right? And she's got that her team, the four of them, are less than $3,400 or $3,500, and she's going to stay at a senior consultant level. That's the difference between senior consultant and team leader, is when your team moves up, and as a team, you hit $3,500 a month in team sales, and you have your $800, then you move up to team leader. And you have to have three or more people to be team leader. So for senior consultants, you have $800 in personal sales and two or more people on your team. You get 25% still, but you get an additional 7% of your sales. So you're up to 32% of that $800. So instead of getting 25% as just a consultant, as a senior consultant, you're getting 32% of that $800 or more that you've sold. And again, you have to get $300 in a month. So the way Simply Fund does it is they do it by quarter. So if you, 2 of 3 months in a quarter, you have over $800, then you get paid as a senior consultant for the quarter. So if 1 month you fall below and you only have $300 in personal sales, you're still going to get your sponsoring bonus for your people. But if you can fall back down, you don't stay at senior consultant forever. You could fall back down if you have 2 months in a quarter that you're not at $800 in personal sales, then you go back down to consultant. So you have to maintain that $800 starts to become a big deal and starts to become a personal goal that you want to have $800 in sales for a month. So that's a good number to shoot for. I really would like to have more senior consultants on our team. We've got three right now, and I would hope that we would be able to double that at least this month. So shooting for $800 a month is a very good goal. To get to team leader, you need three or more active personally sponsored. You need to have that $800 in sales. Your team has to have $3,500 or more in sales for that month. And it doesn't have to just be people that you've sponsored, but it can be people that you've sponsored have sponsored. So all your downline, that everybody underneath you, so everybody that's on Simply Fanatics underneath me, it has to have all of our sales go together to get $3,500. And you have to do that 2 months in a row. Now, right now, Simply Fun is running a deal that they will pay you as a team leader in the month of June if you and everybody underneath you, your downline, hits $3,500. They will pay you as a team leader, but in order to qualify, you still have to do it 2 months in a row to break out of our team. So you and your team, if you hit team leader or get $3,500 2 months in a row, then you would break off of my team, Simply Fanatics, and start your own team. And you would get 34% now of your profit, plus you'd get an additional 6% of the team. So 6% of that $3,500 or more. You have to stay at that level. As a team leader, you get 4% of your personally sponsored consultant sales. And then also, if somebody breaks off, like let's say Silha breaks off from my team and she's a team leader, then she's a team leader also. But because she was initially on my team, I would get 7% of her team sales. Because I sponsored her, then I would get part of her sales. And then it just goes on from there. I wanted to make sure that we talk through, though, those senior consultant and team leader, because those are definitely attainable for everyone. And it took me 7.5 months, I didn't think that it was going to happen. In January, I went to a meeting with Carrie and Shelly and all of them, and I just looked at them like they were like, okay, when are you going to make team leader? And I looked at them like they were crazy, and it happened, lo and behold, just a few months later. So setting your goals, thinking about what you want to do, and knowing your compensation plan so that you can talk about, or a compensation plan so you can talk about that with people, is important. The last thing that I want to talk about tonight is something to help you at your party, and to talk about, it's called a brag book or a dream book. And it is something that I did put on the tic-tac-toe, was to create your brag book or your dream book. And this is a book that you can show, a three-ring binder or a little photo book that you can show to people about your Simply Fun business, what you've done with your Simply Fun business, pictures of your displays, pictures of you with other consultants at team meetings or at events, pictures from your parties. Take pictures of people playing games at your parties. Any checks that you received, any recognition that you've received. Oh, I won. Look, here's my Trifusion game, or a picture of Trifusion. I won this because I had two parties in April. Any awards that you've gotten. And a picture of your family so that people know who you're working for. I'm working for my family. I want to be able, in my dream book, I've got a picture of Disney World. And, you know, I wanted to be able to take my family to Disney World and have it paid for, have it be free. And so that was in my dream book that I made back in January. And now I'm going to be able to replace the picture of Disney World with a picture of my family actually at Disney World. So having this brag book or this dream book helps you know what you're working for, helps you on those down days when you're like, oh my gosh, my business is not going anywhere, everybody's canceled, or only one person showed up to my party, but you have this book and you know what you're working for, and you know when things are going well, these are the people that I can talk to, and when they're going, these are the people that I can talk to. These are my friends on the team that I've made, and without Simply Fun, I wouldn't have any of this. So it's something to show people, something to remind yourself to. And I'd like to see everyone do a brag book, and if you could just post up, I did my brag book, this is what I put in it. I'll give you credit for that on your tic-tac-toe. So working on your brag book this week is a big thing. Also, another thing that I did here, I don't know if you've already done, but under tools, there's, you know, sign up for the newsletter, the host center, but the very top one is to sign up for leads in the area. And that will be if anybody emails the company or sends in and calls the company and that they're looking for somebody for a consultant in the area, then you will get an email from Carrie saying, hey, we got an email or we got something saying that they're looking for somebody in that area. So that's a good thing to do so that you get them, you get things in the area. And I signed up for it. I don't get all that many things, but I did. I did get the Shopapalooza event from the company, from this lead, which is where I met Mindy and Lisa. And now, you know, we've got 6-7 people in Waco just from that lead program. So it is definitely worth it to sign up. Anybody have any questions? I'm sorry, I talked kind of fast tonight, every night. No? Good go?
Nope. Good to go.
Okay. Well, I hope that helped a little bit and didn't confuse anybody on the compensation plan. I know it is a little crazy, but please feel free to ask me if you have any questions anytime and try to shoot for a goal of $800 a month so that you can get you can move up to senior consultant. So have a great night, and I will talk to you next week for our last call in our series. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Yeah.